Real Country 92.1 Hank FM. I'm Mark Phillips. Everybody is excited about the return of NASCAR to Texas Motor Speedway in 2.5 weeks. And we love talking to your favorite drivers, like the driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang for Team Penske. Hello, Austin Cindric. It's great to have you.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're excited about your return here. Last weekend, 18th at COTA, 19th overall in the point standing so far. You're in Richmond this weekend. How do you feel the season's gone at this point?
Yeah, I feel like early was really good, and lately very frustrating. The reason why I use frustrating and not bad is because I feel like you just kind of run into some things you run into racing every week, you know, whether if that's, you know, damage from other cars or problems on track or getting involved in wrecks and not finishing races. So those types of things kind of come out in the wash, I feel like, as you keep going. So I think there's a lot of really good puzzle pieces that we've kind of gotten locked down as a team. So not discouraged in the slightest with the last couple weeks. So for me, just ready to keep grinding out. Like I said, Richmond this weekend, great opportunity for us to kind of get a grip on this short track package.
You mentioned early in the season, I remember watching the Atlanta race. You got a stage win. You finished fourth. So, yes, a good start early on. What do you think about Texas here? How do you like racing to Texas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, Texas has definitely been a good one for me. You know, I feel like you'll ask a lot of guys about Texas Motor Speedway, and they'll probably bring up how new it is and how different it is from, you know, before they reconfigured it. I have the ignorance is bliss perspective of never having driven on the old Texas Motor Speedway. So this has always been Texas for me. So it's a very interesting racetrack with how different, you know, the two ends are, with turn one and two being so flat. I mean, you feel like you're driving off the end of a cliff, to be honest. And three and four being really narrow, very banked, quite bumpy, challenges the cars in a lot of different ways, both ends. And you have to be very flexible as a driver as far as, you know, your inputs to the race car and what they're actually going to do, because, you know, being aggressive with the car on one end is, it might net you a different result, you know, on the other end of the racetrack. So it's a tricky place. It is like anywhere we go, track position is going to be important and execution is going to be really important. But yeah, I really don't mind the place. It's super fast. And I'm sure you can imagine, I definitely like that part about it.
And the race is Sunday, April 14th, the Auto Trader Echo Park 400. People can get their tickets at TexasMotorSpeedway.com. You know, I remember when you first came onto the series full-time in the Cup Series, and here you are winning the Daytona 500 right away for Team Penske. What kind of thrill was that?
It was the best day of my life, man. Trying to get back there, you know. It's crazy to think that, you know, it's like almost, I guess, more than 2 years ago at this point. But yeah, certainly a great way to get started, and a lot of that rookie year was a lot of great experiences, you know, it's just a real challenge in this series. I mean, that's a race that you know, a lot of drivers certainly want to win, but it's been a long time trying to do so. And yeah, to be able to do it that early, but also, you know, I feel like I've been in really good cars every time I've done that race, and felt like I've had, you know, some sort of a shot to win that thing. So it's become a pretty special race for me over the last few years. You know, growing up as a kid, you know, going to the Indy 500 every year, I never thought, you know, the Daytona 500 would mean as much as it does for me. But here I am, obviously someone who's won the race, but, you know, definitely enjoys coming back to it each year.
Yeah, that was such a thrilling overtime finish, too. I wondered if you thought, wow, this might not be so tough after all with this kind of early start. This is all right.
Yeah, no, definitely don't take it for granted, that's for sure.
Well, you had such success in the Xfinity Series, too, as the 2020 Xfinity Series champion. Do you get a lot of help and support from the other Team Penske drivers?
I think we all work very well together. I think that Joey, Ryan, and myself are all very different, you know, in some pretty distinct ways as far as how we drive, what we look for in the cars. But I think the collaboration is quite good, because I think the team gets, you know, feedback from quite a few different perspectives. And that sometimes helps drive home the point of what we need to work on the most, you know, when you have so many different guys with different backgrounds coming to the same conclusion, or even when there is speed, you know, sometimes Ryan could find speed different ways than Joey and I can. And sometimes I can find speed different ways than Joey and Ryan can. You know, it's like I said, I think it's a good collaboration. I think it's a good mix of of areas of expertise, but to have, you know, obviously I have two teammates who are Cup Series champions. Like, as a younger driver, you know, in the series, you know, you can't take that for granted, you know, that exposure, that kind of, you know, excellence, to be honest. And to have those guys to lean on, but also to kind of base, you know, some of what I do, you know, whether if that's in my approach or even just specifically on track, you know, I have access to those guys, whether if that's through their information or even just send them a text or walking up to them in our meetings. You know, it's a great position to be in, no doubt.
We're talking with Austin Cindric, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang for Team Penske. I was checking out your Instagram before this interview. I love what your profile says. No life skills outside of a racetrack.
That's the truth. That is the truth. I bring that up quite often whenever I do meet and greets or whatever. You know, when I try and connect with people who maybe don't have a perspective on what I get to do for a living, I think that really sells the point home that, I mean, I grew up in a racing family. All of our family vacations were going to racetracks and watching races. And it's all I've really ever wanted to do or be a part of. So I see no reason to change that. And so as far as I'm concerned, I am useless. I'm rendered useless outside of a racetrack.
I love that. Well, Austin Cindric, best of luck this weekend in Richmond and all season long. We can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks at the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400, Sunday, April 14th at Texas Motor Speedway. Again, texasmotorspeedway.com for your tickets. Great chatting with you, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks here in the Lone Star State.
Sounds great. Thank you.